Glory to the Lord. God bless you all. I'm very happy to say hello to you all. And also, I very much cherish the fact that you're so attentive to all the sermons that our Sister Maria Luisa gives us on a weekly basis. I am very happy that you're valuing those teachings. You may take your seats, those of you who are here with us. I would like to share with you that there is a young girl who, when she was born, has had epilepsy problems. And this little girl has constant episodes of epilepsy that are very difficult, where her parents aren't able to manage the situation. But this little girl started to watch the live streams from our Sister Maria Luisa, the Bible studies, her sermons. And when, because she is a family member of mine, and when I travel to that place where she is, I see that this little girl, during the daytime, she watches the live streams. And I'm amazed to see that she spends hours watching the live streams, and she understands what our Sister Maria Luisa is teaching, and she delights in it. And a few days ago, something very beautiful happened, that suddenly God moved the few doctors, and these doctors found a treatment for the little girl. She already had surgery, a very high-risk surgery, and this little girl has begun to react very, very favorably to this treatment. When that happened, I said, that is a reward from God, because she has cherished this so much. The sermons from her Sister Maria Luisa, glory to the Lord, this made me very happy. And also, brothers and sisters, I want to share with you that we truly have everything for us to be able to enjoy God's teachings today, because languages aren't a barrier. At this time, we now have all sermons, Bible studies on the website of the church, and being translated, being dubbed into 14 languages. 14 languages. Glory to the name of the Lord. And so I know that there are people who are watching us at this time from many countries. The church has churches that are established in 60 countries, but with following the laws of every country. But in reality, there are many more other countries where the church hasn't been registered, but the church is also there, and you all in your hearts. And you all are following the live streams, and you can invite your friends, the people you know, to watch them, because the translations are being done into English, into French, German, Portuguese, Italian, Dutch, Swedish, Russian, Polish, Danish, Romanian, Japanese, Vietnamese, and Albanian. Glory to the name of the Lord. Thanks to our God. And also a few days ago, we just published on the Amazon platform the book Experiences into Portuguese. So it's basically in every language that all the literature and the music, also the music of the church, the hymns, the choruses, also you can find them on the platforms, and you'll find the hymns and choruses being sung by our Sister Maria Luisa. And so all of this, brothers and sisters, this is nothing but great blessings that God is granting the Church of the Lord. Glory to God. I'd like to say hello and a really big hug to all the brothers and sisters. And the brothers and sisters in Canada, we had an opportunity to visit them recently along with Sai, with my wife. And it was very beautiful to be able to spend time with them. I want to tell you that in the church in Vancouver, there are brothers and sisters who are Asian descent. And this excites us very much so, because Vancouver is closer to Asia. And also next to the Atlantic in Quebec, in Montreal, and Toronto, there is a big English-speaking and French-speaking community, people who speak French and people who are Africans, brothers and sisters who are from Haiti. Glory to the name of the Lord. The Church of the Lord is spreading to all the nations. And you all, please, go to the website of the church. There you will find the addresses to our locations, our congregations. Because it is very beautiful for you to join us always during the live streams. But we want to invite you to also come to the congregations and receive prophecy. And the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And it will be wonderful when you listen to prophecy from the Holy Spirit. Just as we have lived this and have been greatly blessed by the Lord. Hallelujah. Praises to our God. Brothers and sisters, let us read in our Bibles. Let us read in the book of the Psalms, Psalm number 84. Psalm 84. Let us read in our Bibles about trusting in God. Psalm number 84. And the title of this sermon is, Blessed is the man who trusts in God. Blessed he who trusts in God. Blessed as in fortunate, full of happiness. Someone who receives God's blessings. Someone who the Lord prospers. And we all want to be blessed. We all want to have that condition of being fortunate to receive God's blessings. Agreed? Today, we are going to analyze how we can attain that blessing. And here, according to verse number 12 in Psalm 84, it states, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Glory to the name of the Lord. You may take your seats again, brothers and sisters. And it is very beautiful to keep in mind what the Bible says, that whoever trusts in God is going to be very blessed or will live a life full of blessings, full of happiness, full of bliss. The person will receive God's blessings, will be blessed by the Lord. Glory to God. And the Lord has been teaching us through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, with the gift of prophecy, with dreams, with visions, how we can attain that blessedness, how we can genuinely trust in God. In the beginning, when we first listen to prophecy, the Holy Spirit starts to nurture us spiritually. He starts to bring us close to the meaning of trust, given that trusting Him is linked to faith. He said to someone, for example, I will increase your faith. This person works at a hospital, and one day they sent him to work in the emergency department, and a patient arrived with wounds to her liver and spleen and was bleeding very badly. When they took x-rays, they realized that she had been stabbed. And when the doctor came down to see the patient, the brother of the church gave the doctor a report of the situation, saying that the x-rays looked really bad. But then when the physician went to take a look at the patient, the wound was nowhere to be found. The brother of the church was astounded that the wound had disappeared, and he told the patient, who at that point was in the hospital room, that he couldn't understand this, that it was a miracle from God, that it was something extraordinary, to which he said, yes, the Holy Spirit had promised me this, that he was going to save my life because I go to a church where God speaks. I go to the Church of God, Ministry of Jesus Christ International. Glory to the name of the Lord. And so this brother saw his faith increased. And this is the way God starts to teach us all, so that our faith starts to grow. And he also tests our faith. He said to his sister, I'm going to test your faith. You must be courageous. I am with you. What happened to this sister? One day, this sister went to get a medical exam, and they found that she had a cancerous tumor that looked very concerning, weighed 1,500 grams. That's what she said when she testified. When she saw how worried the doctors were, she cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. I trust in your power. I trust in that you are mighty to heal me. And she said that after she prayed a few days later when they ran a new test, her tumor weighed 500 grams, glory to God. Afterward, she continued praying and said, Lord, I don't want to undergo any surgery, but may your holy will be done. I ask you to continue making his tumor fade away. And she prayed to the Lord with that level of trust, with that level of certainty, which is why it is also important to lead a righteous life before God. There's a Bible verse that says that whoever trusts in God and believes and prays to him, but is at peace with his brothers and sisters, with no problems with anyone, holds no grudge, such a person God will listen to. And so this sister would cry out to the Lord, and God heard her once again, and the tumor shrunk to 50 grams. Blessed is the name of the Lord. The tumor was extracted through a laparoscopic procedure, from what I understand, without having to do an invasive surgery. And this sister is completely healthy. And at this time, her oncologists are now attending the church, as well as several patients who had cancer, and listened to her tell her testimony. They started to also, brothers and sisters, watch live streams and Bible study teachings of our sister Mary Luisa, and many of them are already watching them, just like you all watch those wonderful live streams. Therefore, for us to get closer to what it means to trust in God, I'm going to sum up the requirements we must fulfill. These are among others, but I'll reference general characteristics because trusting in God is a really broad topic. It's just that with these three items, surely we will receive many blessings from the Lord, which is what we long for. Glory to God. First off, brothers and sisters, we must trust in God's power. We must not doubt. If the Holy Spirit has made you promises through prophecy or through dreams pertaining to your material financial life, pertaining to your marriage or future marriage, pertaining to your family life, pertaining to anything that has to do with your health, you mustn't doubt the Lord. Never doubt God's power for you to be blessed. Whoever trusts in God cannot doubt and must always be certain and trust in the power of God. Agreed? The second item is that if you want to attain that blessedness and good fortune that God offers us in order to trust in God, you must pay close attention to what the Holy Spirit tells you, to what we learn in the sermons, so that we obey the Lord. But once you know what God wants, you must do it. You must do it immediately. Do not delay in doing that. Rather, obey Him immediately. Do the Lord's will immediately. And third item, for you to attain that blessedness and good fortune of trusting in God authentically, is that you put patience into practice, that you trust in God with patience, that you learn to wait on God's promises. Therefore, if we keep in mind these three items, surely God will bless us so much and the Lord will be very happy. First, trust in God's power, don't doubt. Second, obey the Lord immediately. And third, have patience. Blessed is the Lord. We're going to elaborate on these one by one. The first item is trusting in God, trusting in His power. Trust that God is mighty. Glory to God. That God is the God of the impossible. That there is nothing impossible for God, that with the Lord all things are possible, that the Lord can solve all problems in an instant when we least expect it. That trust in God is so beautiful because it is to trust in the power of the Lord. And it is something we find illustrated. Let us read it, brothers and sisters, in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, where the Bible teaches us about the trust in God's power that Abraham had. Abraham was characterized by being a man of faith. The Bible states that he was the father of faith. And Abraham trusted in God very much. And because of his trust, he always trusted in God's power. And he never doubted God's power. That's why the Bible states that even though this was something contrary to the reality of life, given the fact that he was already 100 years old and his wife Sarah was 90 years old, God still continued promising his son something that he had been promising for several years. And he had a son at first, but this was something he was always waiting for. He had longed for this with all his heart. He had Ishmael, but the promise was concerning Isaac. And years had gone by. He had already turned 100 years old. His wife was 90, as the Bible states. He didn't doubt, nor was there unbelief in his heart. And he continued convinced that God was mighty to give him the son that he had promised him, from whom the Lord Jesus Christ would descend, glory to the name of the Lord, namely Isaac. Meaning he always trusted in God's power and the fact that God was mighty, even if his body was already 100 years old and his wife's body was infertile, given that she was 90 years old. The Bible states in Romans chapter 4, as I was saying, verse number 18, contrary to hope and hope believed, meaning it was contrary to the reality of life, to the appearance of life, so that he became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in what? In faith, because he trusted in God. He trusted in God's power. We're talking about the first item, about God's power, that God was mighty. He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Sarah was 90 years old. He did not waver. That's what's important. Trusting in God's power means that you don't doubt, that you don't waver. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. There was no belief in him. Just as God spoke to Abraham, he also speaks to us today. Glory to the Lord. This is why it is important for you all to come to the congregation. Because many times when our Sister Maria Luisa is teaching us, she also prophesies for us all, but also there are individual prophecies that you receive when you come to our congregations. And it states, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. When we're going through those moments, we must give glory to the Lord. We must praise God. We must be grateful with the Lord. Verse 21 states, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, meaning he trusted in God because he believed that God was mighty, that God is mighty to fulfill that which he promises. Blessed is the Lord. Glory to God. To do everything he had promised. Glory to God. In this way, the Holy Spirit promised to parents who came to the church that their son was going to be healed. Their son had been born with only one ear, and that was the promise, and they trusted. But they trusted in what? In God's power, and the fact that God was mighty to make it so that their son had both ears complete. And as time went on, they were amazed one day because their child was crying so much that they went to the doctor, and the doctor told them, the thing is that the ear that he is missing is growing back, and he's hearing sounds that he couldn't hear before. That's why the baby is crying so much. Today, this baby has both ears. Glory to the name of the Lord. Blessed is our God. In Matthew 17, let us read Matthew chapter 17. We'll read verse 14. Matthew 17, verse 14. The Bible teaches us that back then, the disciples of the Lord didn't trust enough in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't trust that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And for that reason, God didn't manifest himself sufficiently, nor did he perform so many miracles. It was all because they had doubts. Today, with this teaching, the Lord is telling us that we must not doubt the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We must not doubt the spiritual gifts, the gift of prophecy, or the fact that God speaks in the church. Glory to the Lord. And that we must not doubt that everything that he tells us in the church, he will come true. Blessed is the Lord. This is why when they brought him a young man who was epileptic, the King James calls him a lunatic, someone who had evil spirits. A lunatic is someone who is characterized by sudden mood swings. And so the young man would fall into the fire, the young man would fall into water, and the young man would lose his mind. And when the disciples went to pray for him to cast out those evil spirits, they couldn't do it. And the Lord said to them, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I bear with you?" Because the Lord saw that they didn't trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't trust that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he was mighty. And this cannot happen to us today. We must be certain that the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are both here with us, and that everything is possible with the power of God. Praises to the Lord. This is what happened. And he said to them, I suggest you read it all because we're short on time, but he said in verse 15, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely." And then the Lord rebuked the spirit in verse 18. And then in verse 19, his disciples said to him, "Why could we not cast it out?" And in verse 20, the Lord said, "Because of your unbelief." Or he could have said, "Because of your lack of faith." But we can say something more concrete than that, because faith is a more general concept. Faith also means the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, we could say, "Because of their little trust in God." So we should always say, "I'm going to ask God to help me so I trust more in God." If you're about to say, "I have faith," whenever we're talking about miracles and wonders, it is better to say, "I'm going to trust more in God." Glory to the Lord. And it states here, "Because of your unbelief or low trust in God. For assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith or trust in God, if you trust that God is power, as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Glory to God. And so in this day and age, we've also seen how the Lord has done great deeds. There was a brother who wished to join the army of a country where the requirements are very strict. This brother had received a promise from the Holy Spirit that he would be able to join the army. But when he started to research the requirements, they told him that it was impossible because he had a criminal record, that the only way to fix that problem was to obtain a pardon from the president of that country. And he was still trusting and saying, "God is mighty. I trust the fact that God has already promised me through prophecy." And one day a friend of his called him to offer him a job, and it was a position to work at a country club, and they hired him because of his good testimony. And what happened there? From time to time, the president of that country used to go to that country club. Eventually, the day came when the president of that country went to that country club, and the person who hired him managed to get him an appointment. God allowed this brother to find grace before the president of that country, who granted him a presidential pardon, and today this brother belongs to the army of that country. Blessed is the name of the Lord. There is nothing impossible for God. And so, brothers and sisters, everything happens in God's time. The Bible also teaches us in Numbers chapter 13. Let us read in Numbers chapter 13, what happened in antiquity. You might remember the promise that God made to Moses concerning the promised land. And also how they sent spies. Moses sent 12 spies, and when they told the people of Israel about what they had seen in the promised land, most of them spoke negatively about God. They spoke negatively about God's promise. They distrusted God's power. They thought that God wasn't mighty to bless them. And they spoke negatively about the Lord, and they discouraged the people. Note the things they said, which made the Lord sad, because these people didn't trust in the power of God, which is why they weren't blessed. Because we could actually say, "Wretched is the man who distrusts God's power." And we would say, "Blessed is the man who trusts in God's power." They were wretched and didn't receive God's blessing because they said, verse 32, Numbers 13. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, they discouraged the people. The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. They frightened the people rather than saying good things about God, rather than saying it doesn't matter that there are giants over there. God is going to give us this blessing if it is his will and if we please him, if we trust in him. No, they gave a bad report, meaning they spoke negatively about God. And only two men spoke good things about God because they trusted in the Lord's power, namely Joshua and Caleb. Let us read in Numbers 14, in verse number 8. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey, because they said the land exists and it is good. And if God is pleased with us, it will be ours. Glory to the Lord. This is how careful we must be today, brothers and sisters. I just remember the testimony of a brother who had an interview. It was an open call for a position abroad. And he had to take 5 interviews in foreign language. And he had to compete with 200 people from other countries. And the Holy Spirit said to him that he would give him the job. And so, brothers and sisters, look at how God tests us to see if we trust in his power. And this brother trusted in God's power. This brother would pray and say, God promised me this. God will fulfill his promise. God told me that he was going to bless me. If I'm meant to have this job, it will be mine. It doesn't matter that I'm competing with people who speak many languages, or that I am competing with people from many countries, or people who are more intellectually prepared than I am. And sure enough, brothers and sisters, God rewarded him, because God made it so that this brother found so much grace before his interviewers that in the first interview, they told him that there was no need for any further interviews. And ultimately, the company called him and gave him the job. And this was something that had never happened in the history of that company, an international company. Glory to the Lord. Today, this brother works at that company and is very successful. They highly appreciate him. They trust him very much. And the company itself changed the rules to hire people through open calls because they said, we found the person that we need. We found an honest person with moral values. We like him. We want him. Because the blessing was meant for him. Praises to the Lord. Let us read in John chapter 9 about another way that we should understand God's power, which is that we must always give glory to the Lord, and we must never speak negatively about God, nor must we grumble. Rather, all the things that God allows and all the trials that God sends to our lives to test our faith, to increase our faith, are so that we trust in the Lord and prove to him that we know that he is mighty, that he is power, that there is no one greater than him. Glory to the Lord. This is extremely important, brothers and sisters. This is something definitive in our spiritual lives. If you want to please God, you must bear this in mind, because the Bible states that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without trusting in God, it is impossible. If you have doubts, unbelief, if you think that it is not possible, that it is very difficult, and you have an attitude of not thanking him, not acknowledging God's greatness, then you ask the Lord to help you and deliver you from that feeling, given that the wicked one places all those doubts in us as well, and so we must not let the wicked one come in. The gospel according to John, verse 1 and following, states that they were deliberating. The disciples were having a debate about a young man who had been born blind, and they wondered why he was blind, whether due to their parents' sin or if there was another reason, whether the young man had sinned. They were deliberating, and the Lord told them, This is very simple. God solved this by saying, this young man was born blind for God to show his power in him to heal him. Glory to the name of the Lord. So this is how it is, brothers and sisters. We've lived situations that I'm sure have been difficult in our family, someone who was sick, or problems that happen, and we don't understand why we're living them. But since we're always thinking about God's power, we must say, God, let this happen to teach us and to show us his power. Glory to God. This is why the Lord said in verse number 4, verse 3, Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Glory to the name of the Lord. And we must apply this during difficult situations, such as the loss of a loved one, namely always giving the glory to the Lord and not grumble, but understand that this is God's will and that God is mighty to heal the person. Or that the Lord didn't want the person to suffer. And so in our daily lives, we should have that spiritual mindset and say, glory to the Lord that you took my loved one, and he was already an elderly man and was suffering a great deal, and you had mercy on him so that he wouldn't suffer anymore. God is pleased when you think and reason in this way. And in the same passage also, when the Lord saw this blind young man, the Lord covered his eyes with clay, and then he told him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, go wash with water. At that point, the Lord gave him a command. Here, we now move on to the second part of the sermon, which is to trust in the Lord. But if the Lord gives us commands, we must do them. And here, God gave this young man a command, go wash with water. And that means that the young man was also tested to see whether or not he trusted in God. And the young man obeyed and did it right away. He did it immediately. The young man didn't wait around, but rather the young man went straight to the pool of Siloam, washed his eyes, and he immediately started to see. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is stated in verse 7. And he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back what? He came back seeing. Blessed is the Lord. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful thing, obeying the Lord immediately. And this is a trait that we find in Joshua. Joshua was a man who, with any command that he received from God, he would immediately obey. And let us read, among others, a command that God gave him when they had to go through Jericho. Let us read in Joshua chapter number 6. Joshua chapter 6, we find how the Lord promised Joshua that they were going to have triumph in Jericho, given that it was a city that was closed, securely shut up, says the Bible. It was a city behind walls, and they had already heard that Joshua had crossed the Jordan River, walking on dry ground, just like Moses, who crossed the Red Sea on dry ground. Joshua also obeyed everything that God told him to the letter, and he crossed. They were very scared, and the city was completely sealed off. And so God said to Joshua that they were going to comply with certain requirements, and he started to give him commands. Just like today, God gives us commands. For example, God tells us to read the Bible, to sing choruses, hymns, a cappella, to congregate. We must pay attention to all those things that God tells us and do them right away. Because if we do it, God sees that we are trusting him. And that is going to make it so that God will give us his blessings, and so that we're blessed and fortunate in him. Glory to the Lord. And so Joshua did things to the letter. God said to him, every day appoint 7 priests and have each of them carry a trumpet and march around the city once each day. And on the seventh day, they will march around the city seven times. And then when I tell you, we'll shout and everyone will shout with you, and the city will collapse. Because I will deliver the city to you, and you all will continue walking toward the promised land. And Joshua did that to the letter. God spoke to him, and he went to do it right away. So today, brothers and sisters, let's not delay in reading the Bible. Let's not delay in watching a 7 or 8 minute teaching from our sister Mira Luisa answering a question on her YouTube channel. Let's not delay in attending the worship services. Let's do all things that please God. And so the Lord will see that we're obeying Him, and God will bless us, because that is also trusting in God. It is to obey everything that God tells us. And that's exactly what happened. The Lord worked this miracle, as stated in verse 5, "It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will" what? "Fall down flat." And it just happened like that. We heard from a sister here that the Holy Spirit promised to heal her, and the Holy Spirit would also tell her to seek God and to give herself to the Lord. She had breast cancer, had surgery, and the cancer came back. And after this, she got an infection. Her skin was rotting. It started to have a foul smell. And when the doctor said, "There is nothing else we can do," she started to sing alongside her father. They sang from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. And the next day, when she woke up, she was completely cancer-free. And she remains cancer-free to date. Glory to the name of the Lord. And therefore, when you comply with the requirements, meaning you sing, you make time for God, you put the Lord's things in first place, then the vices and any distractions start to move to a second place. You don't get carried away by any evil desires or those things that take up your time. Whereas if you give the first place to God, you start to walk the road of trusting in God and the road of the Lord's blessings. Let us also read about the manifestation of God. Let us read in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, it teaches us that the disciples also received commands from the Lord. In this case, we're talking about Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, whom the Lord saw and to whom he said, "Follow me." And he said to them, he called them, and he said to them, "I will turn you fishers of men." This was the promise that God made them. When they heard that promise, but also that command, because God told them to follow him, "Follow me," as we see in Matthew 4, version number 19. And he said to them, "Follow me." The Bible states there in Matthew 4, 19. They had the option of telling the Lord, "Yes, Lord, give us a month, and in a month we'll give you an answer." No, the Lord expects you to have an answer right away. He expects that you answer the Lord. That's what the Lord expects, that you do it immediately, that you're willing. There's a sister who left the church, and I spoke with her one day, and I told her, "Sister, come back to the church. Look at how unsuccessful you've been." And she said, "Yes, I haven't been having success. I'm going to think about it, brother, and I'll come back later." So that's what we see. There are people who aren't willing to follow the Lord with love, with dedication, with willingness, with swiftness, immediately, in a haste, with diligence, with hearts prepared and devoted. But these men did it. Peter and his brother Andrew, as stated in verse 20, they what? Immediately, meaning they did it right away. They obeyed right away. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Glory to the name of the Lord. This is what we must do. Obey immediately. When you do that, the Lord is pleased. The Lord feels happy because people show that level of willingness. There is a brother to whom God promised that he was going to get his PhD, that he was going to finish very advanced studies abroad, and told him to be diligent. And this brother didn't have money, but the Holy Spirit said to him, be diligent. And this brother started to submit his applications for a scholarship with the best PhD programs abroad. And all those universities replied saying no, saying that they couldn't give him a scholarship. But he kept trusting in God's power and he obeyed. And he did it immediately because God told him to do it. And what happened, brothers and sisters, that when he least expected it, he received a letter from a foreign university, one that he had not applied to, where they told him, you have been accepted and we are granting you a scholarship for your PhD. Now he's currently studying. Glory to the name of the Lord. What's important is to obey. Obeying the Lord is what's important. And also, brothers and sisters, in Luke, let us read in chapter 19, where we find Zacchaeus' experience. What happened to Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he wasn't supposed to have a right to partake of the kingdom of heaven, of the gospel, to have contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, but Zacchaeus loved the Lord. Zacchaeus did his best to see the Lord, just as you do your best to watch the Bible studies, watch the sermons, watch the church's videos, attend the church, feeling in your heart a fervent desire, regardless of your nationality, regardless of the continent where you live, regardless of the language you speak. God sees your hearts, your love for God, your interest for the things of the Lord. And what happened here, Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see the Lord, and he saw this man all the way up there and said, Zacchaeus, go home, for I want to spend the night in your house. And Zacchaeus, says the Bible, made haste, meaning he hurried home and prepared everything for the Lord. The Bible doesn't state that he delayed, but rather made haste and headed to his house. As stated in verse 5, Luke 19, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste. The Lord likes you to make haste, meaning that you hurry to read the Bible. The Lord likes you to make haste to give him the first place and put in second place any vices as in distractions. The Lord likes it when you wake up and remember him, and that you make haste or hurry to do that. Zacchaeus, make haste. Calm down. And he likes it when you make haste to attend a worship service during the week. If you can only attend twice, then twice, but attend. Or if you can do it only three times, even if it's not every day, but do something. Make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So, the Bible states that he what? He made haste. And then the Lord said to him in verse 9, today salvation has come to this house because I have come to save the sheep that have been lost. Verse 10 states, and if the Holy Spirit tells us in prophecy that he's going to guide us, that he's going to guide us through dreams, just like he did with the sister to whom he said that he was going to save her life, that he was going to guide her through dreams. God showed her in a dream. Just look at this, brothers and sisters. I think that God loves the sister very much because he showed her in a dream where her cancer was located, that it was a silent type of cancer, a cancer that is very difficult to detect and is only detected once it has metastasized, once it is basically impossible to control it due to how aggressive it is, given that it spreads to many vital organs. God showed this sister, he showed her that she had cancer and showed her the organ where she had it. And when she had that dream, the sister remembered the prophecy and was diligent. She obeyed immediately and went to the doctor. And the doctor ran some tests, the oncologist, and they found the cancer. And they were all astounded at the hospital and said, how did you discover this? Because this is a silent kind of cancer. And she testified about the church. They were all in awe listening to her. The sister says, the Lord is my heavenly doctor because he was the one who gave me this diagnosis before any other doctor. Meaning God gives us diagnosis even before the doctors. Glory to the name of the Lord. He is our divine doctor, as our sister Maria Luisa says. Blessed is the Lord. And so this sister had surgery and it was successful. They detected the cancer before it spread to any vital organs. She did really well after surgery and started chemotherapy, given that God allows us to see the doctors and be diligent. And then her hearing started to fail suddenly. And she had another dream, and in the dream she saw that she was losing her hearing due to the components of the chemo. And then that she had to go to the doctors and talk to them. And so she went to talk to the doctors. But this was when her chemo was just beginning. And she said, check my hearing. Check the chemo. Check the chemical components of the chemo. Given that surely something is not working properly. As I had a dream where I saw that I was losing my hearing. The doctors checked and there was a toxic element that was affecting her ears. Specifically, they stopped it. And today, she's completely healthy and hears fine. Glory to the name of the Lord. That's what being diligent is. And that's cherishing the love that God has for us. It also applies to what the Holy Spirit tells us. The Holy Spirit has taught us that we must give our tithes. There's a person who came to the church of the Lord, and he was in awe, and he said, God is great, God is in the church, but I will never give the tithe. And he invited people to the church, and everyone would receive the Holy Spirit, but the only one who wouldn't receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit was him. Until one day, he understood and asked the Lord for forgiveness. That day, he received his salary. That day, he gave his tithe to the Lord. And that same day, there was a moment where they worshiped God and received the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Blessed is the Lord. And so, brothers and sisters, we must obey God in his teachings. We must obey him immediately. Because that is the road of trusting God that leads us to attain his promises. And then, brothers and sisters, once you trust in God's powers, and when you obey, the only thing left is to wait for God to give us his blessing. That's called patience. Waiting for the time of the Lord to arrive. And the Bible teaches us about this in the book of Hebrews. Let's read in Hebrews. And so what God teaches us is something so beautiful, namely true patience, which is tied to attaining the promises of the Holy Spirit. Everything he has promised us, being healed from cancer, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, prophesying, getting a job with an international company, everything we've read, being healed, what we've said, being healed from a tumor in the breast, seeing a new year grow back, being able to get into the army that he wanted. We attain all those things like this, trusting in God's power, not doubting, obeying God immediately, and having patience. This is why it states here in Hebrews chapter 10, let's read in verse 35, the Bible states, therefore, are we all there? Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not cast away your what? Your confidence in what? In God's power. After our trust and our confidence in God's power, what's next? Obedience. Obeying immediately. Not obeying in a year from now, but rather immediate obedience. Making haste, as the Bible states, which has great reward. When this says great reward, it is the same as blessed is the man who trusts in God. Agreed? Or as it states in Jeremiah, blessed is the man who trusts in God. He will be like a tree planted by the waters. Glory to the Lord. Or as stated in Proverbs, that whoever understands the word of the Lord and trusts in God will be blessed and happy. And here, verse 36 talks about obeying. Second line, it mentions obedience, so that after you have done what? The will of God, meaning obeying God, you may receive the promise. We're talking about the same thing, agreed? But it is necessary to fulfill a third requirement, which we find in the first part of verse 36. For you have a need of what? Endurance, meaning patience. Therefore, brothers and sisters, no one here can feel desperate or grow impatient or say that I'm leaving the church because God hasn't fulfilled his promises. If we've already done the most important part, which is trusting in God's power, in the fact that He is mighty, if we haven't doubted, and if we are obeying the Lord immediately, doing what we must do, then our blessing will come at any moment. Glory to the Lord. We must be patient. We must learn to wait on God. And we shouldn't feel sad or troubled, because the Lord doesn't like it when we're sad. Given that if you are sad, then you won't receive your spiritual blessings either. We must be happy, because we're doing everything to receive God's blessings, which we're sure will arrive at any moment. Glory to God. This is how the Lord wants us to go about doing things. This is what a sister in Argentina did. I met this sister when she first came to the church. Her husband abandoned her because of the church. And the sister dedicated her life to God. And she did what she was supposed to do. Trust and obey. She was always seeking the Lord. 12 years went by and her husband returned. And he asked her for forgiveness and told her that he loves her. And today he attends the Church of the Lord. Glory to God. She had patience. She endured for 12 years, but God rewarded her. When I spoke with him, he told me, "I love my wife. I admire my wife's patience and I've learned from her. Blessed is the Lord." Time went by, but God fulfilled his promise. Same applies to those brothers who are laying hands as well. You shouldn't grow impatient if you're still not prophesying. It is a matter of God's time, but his blessing will come at any moment. God is testing your patience. He is perfecting you. That's all. It's nothing more than that. Let us read it here in Hebrews 11:1 to see what patience is. Now, faith is the substance, meaning the certainty of things hoped for. What we're hoping for and what we learn to wait on is called what? Patience. So you should be certain. You should have the certainty that whatever it is you're waiting for, God will do it. Because if you do not have that substance or certainty and you do not wait for it and you grow desperate, is because you still don't trust in God. Therefore, you must be convinced that God will fulfill what he promised. And this happened to a brother whose family members had disappeared in Argentina. And he dedicated his life to seeking the Lord. He couldn't find them, but he kept seeking God. He congregated, he read the Bible, and he never doubted God. He did what he needed to do and waited with patience until the day God had established. When God's time was at hand, his family reappeared. There were 30 people. All of them had grown up, and they were all attending the Church of the Lord. Blessed is the name of our God. God's blessings are perfect for those who wait with patience. And one last testimony from a brother in Brazil. This testimony is beautiful because God tested his patience. This brother is an engineer. This testimony is published on the church's website. He is an engineer and was hired to solve a problem at a dam, a piece of engineering. This brother was brought in to fix a dashboard, and they hired his engineering firm. He has been an engineer for about 25 years, and he went along with his technicians, and they were given 2 weeks to fix the problem at a very important facility in that city of Brazil. And they ran all the tests, all the combinations in the dashboard, and they couldn't find a solution. And one day, before the two-week deadline, according to the contract, he prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord, the only one who can solve this problem is you. And I trust you. I leave this in your hands. I will wait until the last moment. I will trust in you." And what happened next? That day, he told his employees to go get some rest. He woke up at around 4:30 a.m. And when he arrived, the security officers told him, "We're very happy because your employee came here, the technician that you sent, and it took him 5 minutes to solve the problem and everything's fixed." So this brother was astounded because God had told him that he would help him fix a very big and serious problem. He was so astounded that he went and looked at the security footage, and sure enough, he saw a person that was fixing the problem. He saw the technician, but that technician didn't belong to his team. He doesn't know who this person was. It was a person who was there for 5 minutes, fixed it, waved to the camera like this, and left. Problem solved. Glory to the name of the Lord. Blessed is our God. Great is the Most High. Brothers and sisters, let us trust in our God so that we may be blessed. Let us trust in our Lord so that we may be successful in life and so that we may be the happiest people in all of humankind. Glory to God. Let us rise and let us pray, brothers and sisters, for our petition, special requests. But before we sing, we pray, let us sing a chorus that talks about the importance of trusting in God. Chorus number 162, all things are possible if you can believe. Glory to the Lord. Who among you believe that all things are possible? Glory to God. Because God, our Lord, is mighty. Glory to the Lord. That is why we're going to obey and be patient. And we're always going to receive His promises that He gives us the true happiness. Chorus 162. From your houses also, let us all sing with happiness. Let us bless the Lord and let us say, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise is the Lord, blessed, powerful is the Lord, mighty is the Lord, great is the Lord, second to none.
All things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Faith that changed the heart of God. Faith in His living Word. All things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. All things are possible to him who believes. Faith that changed the heart of God. Faith in His living Word. All things are possible to him who believes.
Glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Mighty is the Lord, mighty, blessed. Praises to the Most High. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, we give you thanks for all your blessings, for this wonderful path that you have given us so that we enjoy it, so that we get to know you and your might and your power, your glory, your greatness. Because if you created heavens and earth, you created human beings, and you created all things that exist, who will be able to stand in your way and tell you no? Who could stop your will? Who could be an obstacle to your promise because you are faithful, because you are true, and because there's power in you, because you are mighty and absolute power and sovereign power? Glory to our God. Our soul praises and blesses you with all our souls and cries out to you at this moment, asking you to work miracles, great deeds, wonders, healings, deliverance. Take from our lives spirits of laziness, O Lord, that prevents us from coming close to you. Take from our lives evil desires, vices, and distractions that prevent us from giving our lives to you. Take from our lives any obstacle that prevents us from coming to congregate or coming to seek your presence, reading the Bible and doing what you want us to do. Take away from our lives, O Lord, witchcraft, curses, spirits of illnesses, deadly diseases with which the devil wants to prevent our lives to be given to you and to your service, to evangelize and save souls for the kingdom. Take away from our lives, O Lord, all spiritual bonds the devil wants to place to stain our hearts. Take away any resentment. Take away from our lives anything from the past that saddens us, and give us the deliverance, and may our hearts be clean for you and pure for you. May we be like God's friends who have the secret of the Lord and cry out to you and you answer them. we will then be the most blessed among all men. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. Blessed the man who trusts in the Lord. May this be us. And thank you, Lord, and bless all those who at this time are having fellowship, who are here joining this live stream, and trust in you. Reward them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless our sister Maria Luisa with the blessed of the blessings from heaven. Praises to the Lord. All right, brothers and sisters, this was absolutely a delight. Big hug to you all, those of you who are in the live stream from the church in Colina. We love you very much, and we send you a big round of applause. And we're very excited that we have over 15,000, 20,000 points around the world connecting in this place, in addition to everything we already have around our church around the world. Big hug, and may God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.